At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Storms with you, Bill Bush out today. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, who have a special mortgage promo going right now for the Breakers. Now through June 30th, when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi and close with Chris Lauer, Adam Lindzen, or Marlon Lyon at Pinnacle Bank, you can get a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club in Northeast Nebraska. That's a round of golf for four, cart rentals, and a one-night, two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino on the premises, or $250 towards your closing costs. Please call Chris, Adam, or Marlon at 402-436-2462. Mention the code BREAKERS, and you heard about this on the ticket. Pinnacle Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender. We do have some response before we move on from that Jake's takes about the pool situation.
Yeah, we have a pool situation.
Now, Seth, lawyer Seth, listens every day, texted in about what would it be if I jumped the fence, cut the tree down, and took care of this. Mm-hmm. He said, trespassing and criminal mischief, vandalism at most. I said, would that get me jail time? He says, maybe just a butt chewing from the judge, but probably no jail time.
God, no, hold on, Seth. No jail time for hopping a fence and cutting down your neighbor's trees.
Sounds like that should, well, it's got to be a fine of sorts, right?
Yeah.
You can't just go free and say that's Jake being Jake. There's got to be criminal. There's got to be a jail time or a fee involved there.
Because fine.
Because what would stop somebody being, what would stop somebody
not
from
a
doing
fee,
that?
By fine, the way, fine. Not a fee.
What would stop from doing that if there's no fine or jail time? Let's do it all the time.
Wow. Wow. Seth is an attorney at law.
Yeah, yes, he is.
He would know this much better than we would. I'm just Absolutely. Expressing surprise that you wouldn't be facing some level of jail time, like a week, you know, or you got to go in 3 days a week for 4 months, you know, something like that.
I don't know. Seth doesn't know. He said no jail time and just a butt chewing by the judge. Likely.
It's a surprise.
A lot of response. People, some are against me, some are for me. That's pretty typical of any day, and especially on a Jake's Takes. When I said, no, this is first world problems off the bat, so it's not any sort of bragging. I got a pool.
Is that what you're getting? Is there
people? Yeah, some people, oh, Jake's got a pool. Yeah, I prefaced that to start the conversation. So I know this is a first world problem,
oh,
so
Jake's
move past that. Look at what I'm talking about the damn tree.
Jake's got a pool.
But a lot of people do understand the pain of a river birch tree. So thank you. Thank you, Breakers, in that. 464-5685, call or text as always. One of Sip's least favorite articles of the year has come out yesterday. And actually, I hate this article too.
Oh, but I don't hate it.
But I think it's important to at least bring it up. Because
yeah, I do too.
You know, this is actually what's changed. When we started the show, by the way, we have made it 10 years as of last week. Didn't celebrate. That's my bad.
We made it
10 years. Early break. Woo!
10 years.
10 years on the air.
10 years.
Back then, Athlon Sports was the kings of the offseason. They were.
They were.
Now CBS Sports is at and on three.
Yeah, as you dub them.
On three is right there as well. But yes. But Athlon is no longer the kings of the offseason. However, they did have an article. The title of it, you just hate. Big Ten coaches talk anonymously about conference foes for 2026. Here's the best part, Sip. There's no name on the article. It just says by Athlon Sports. So you can't say, hey, this writer is making stuff up.
Aren't you immediately skeptical?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's have fun with it.
Well, here's what they say about Nebraska. Anonymous coaches apparently in the Big Ten.
This is an anonymous coach?
There's three separate anonymous coaches they talked to.
And it could be anybody.
Yes.
Head coach, analyst.
Let's read the first part of this real quick.
Yeah.
This is what it says here for the article. Hang on here. It says, it's not easy getting football coaches to honestly comment on another coach's player or team. Most coaches don't want to give opposing teams bulletin board material, which is why there's a great deal of coach speak or overused cliche used during each year. Mm-hmm. In order to get an accurate assessment of teams heading to 2026, Athlon asked coaches in the Big Ten to talk anonymously about their opponents. This is from Big Ten coach to Big Ten coach.
Yeah.
Here's three comments about Nebraska per this anonymous, apparently, article from Athlon Sports.
Okay.
Quote, they're in a ton of denial with the quarterback situation. Dylan Raiola is as good as they get as a player and as a person. Losing him, I thought he was their last hope. He was the pin that was holding that thing together, end quote. Hmm. That's apparently an anonymous quote from a Big Ten coach, which you are always, rightfully so, skeptical of. Sip.
Continue.
Number two quote. I don't imagine they're going to do anything special. I think 5 wins, maybe 6 wins at the most this year. If they hit 7, I'd be shocked.
Shocked.
End quote from an anonymous Big Ten coach about
shocked.
Nebraska.
Shocked. Really? If they hit 7 after going 5-0, perhaps, you'll be shocked. Okay, I'm not, whatever. Keep going.
Number three, last quote from the anonymous article.
So you're thinking these are three different people?
There's three separate Big Ten coaches, yeah. Okay. Apparently, if you believe this is being written, you know, and this is real. Last one, quote, head coach Matt Rhule has some great aspects. He can make you run through a wall, but there's just always so much turnover with his staff. I know that it's a tough environment for those coaches to be in. Rhule makes it like that on purpose because he doesn't want you to get comfortable. I don't want to say this, his model isn't going to work, but I don't know. End quote from the third anonymous coach.
That last quote, that sounds reality based. I will say that. I mean,
hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
He can make you run through a wall, but there's been and there's been a lot of turnover, and I do think he makes it purposely makes it uncomfortable. You know, in a sense, like a lot of bosses do. Bo had a management style that kept you on edge, Bo Pelini.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's fairly common to be kept on edge. The first one was the most interesting.
I'll read it
one.
Again. This is the first one from this anonymous coaches in the Big Ten per Athlon Sports. Quote, they're in a ton of denial with the quarterback situation. Dylan Raiola is as good as they get as a player and as a person. Losing him, I thought he was their last hope. He was the pin that was holding that thing together, end quote. I don't buy that. I don't think you do either.
I mean,
was no. Dylan the last pin holding Nebraska together?
No. And I mean, I don't think he was their last hope. That's a surprising comment, actually. It's a complicated discussion with Dylan. You know, I mean, did he have enough around him? You know, all of that. You get that discussion. I definitely don't put it all on Dylan, you know. To say he was their last hope, I think it's rash, right?
What do you think the text line is saying right now about that particular comment?
I was hearing.
That's got to be Dan Lanning talking because he took him in for his team. They let him go. That's the last hope. Now he's with us.
Yeah, that could be Lanning. That's the thing about these. You just don't.
Did anybody actually say this is the thing?
That's why you've always
hated this because like they could just write with. There's no name attached to the article. It says by Athlon Sports, and there's no like. There's nobody can criticize.
I wasn't gonna say that,
but that's why you've hated these articles before. Which
because I don't know. I don't know if it's actually said, but then you're questioning the integrity of Athlon. So be careful with that, as I've learned. I don't know. That seems weird. That seems like a weird comment.
We don't know who wrote it. We don't know who said anything. It's just a random comment written by a random person that we don't know who it is.
Do you see why it would
I elicit? Understand why you hate this stuff.
Why you would... Okay, let's just not say I hate it. Let's just say it elicits skepticism, okay?
It's fine to say you hate it. It's not really journalism. I'm not really sure what it is. It's clickbait.
It's clickbait in its purest form, right? I mean, let's read some other ones.
Okay, who do you want to go to next?
Ohio's... Well, I thought Illinois. Yeah, no, go to Indiana. Let's see what they say about Indiana.
Oh, about the defending champs, Indiana.
Come on, let's go see what they say about
Who come to Lincoln October 10th this year.
Yeah.
Here's one that says, quote, the biggest glaring thing is the production they lost in the receiver room.
Omar Cooper.
And Elijah Surratt. Mm-hmm. They've got some young guys coming in, and they paid a bleep ton for Michigan State transfer Nick Marsh. So we'll see how he does. They're going to be very young there.
Yeah, Marsh. They paid. So they paid. Yeah, I wonder what a.
They paid a bleep ton.
Means, yeah.
Next up, quote, this is about Indiana. Defensively, they still return most of their production, but to me, it's hard to replicate what Mendoza did. Josh Hoover is a good player. I think he's got some turnover issues, but other than that, they reloaded.
Hey. Those sound like legitimate quotes. That's fine. Keep going.
Last one. Quote, they're going to lose that rush of James Madison guys they had the last 2 years, so they could definitely struggle in some areas or of continuity, which where maybe the talent does have to take over, but I'm definitely not going to underestimate Indiana again.
That's fair. I'm not going to.
Those ones seem like they might be legit.
They do. Iowa.
Well, I heard that at Wake Forest, former transfer quarterback Jeremy Hicklinski struggled a bit there. Struggled to put on weight, struggled to buy into the intensity of college football a bit. I'm interested to see how he progresses in Iowa.
Jeremy Hilinski has not won the job yet. They have a quarterback battle in the fall. Go ahead.
Last one from Iowa. Quote, it'll be interesting to see with them the new philosophy of adding more transfers. What they've been doing has been working. It's been developmental. But in this day and age, you can't do that anymore. You have to adapt and make the right choices in the portal. I would still bet a lot of money that they're going to be really good and the culture of their team will still be intact.
You know who's not a portal guy? Jed Fish. He doesn't go into the portal much. You know what, Jake? There's different ways to do this. And Fish believes in the high school recruiting and development. He'll sign 25 guys and try to develop. Let's see what they say about Washington, by the way.
Washington, quote, they can recruit better at the high school level, which would help them get there. Yeah. I almost see them in the same light as Minnesota. They're not a dark horse, but they'll be a top half team. I definitely think talent is a part of that.
In what regard, I wonder? Is he saying they don't have enough talent?
I think so.
Okay.
Last one on Washington from Athlon Sports Anonymous Coaches. It was assumed that Damon Williams was going to LSU when he entered the portal. You got the sense pretty early on that after LSU missed out on Sorsby, they were pretty desperate. But it wouldn't have made a lot of sense for Williams to leave Washington, and once it came out that his agency cut ties with him because of that, there is no way that was going to happen.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. Okay, now, some of this sounds legit. Some of it sounds legit to me. Who else interests you? Come on, who else
interests you? Time for one more before we break. Maybe. Oh, no. USC.
USC would be fine.
USC, per the article. The defensive questions are very much there, but they're also recruiting to the point where it wouldn't surprise me to see those questions answered. Okay, simple, short, sweet. Another one, they have enough talent to be real competitors in the conference. That's the beauty of the Big Ten. You can be fifth and be on the borderline to make the playoff.
True.
It wouldn't surprise me if they did that. If I were setting the odds, I would view it as damn near 50-50 as to whether they're going to get to the playoff.
These sound legit, and I agree with that, by the way. They seem like a 50-50 shot to make the playoff. Okay.
We might go through some more of these after the break.
Okay, I like this. I actually kind of like it.
Well, before we get to break,
I actually kind of like it.
A quick shout out, you know, in 9 days we'll be at Cedars on the porch for Give to Lincoln Day Thursday, the 28th. Cedars is very important to this community. Last year, Cedars served 2,600 kids and families. They provided 121,000 nights of care, and 2,500 calls came in for kids in need of a foster home. We helped them with funds in the past to build a brand new gym, which we'll show off there. We will show off there next Thursday. If you want to donate, give to Lincoln.com, select Cedars, and we'll be there next Thursday for that as well.
All right. Look forward to that.
When we come back, we'll look at more of these anonymous quotes from coaches in the Big Ten about other teams next on Early Break on the Ticket.